It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Bemidji State men's hockey has a long history, even playing outdoors when the roof of the arena fell in. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State began hockey in 1947 when a student told the president of the college that they should have a hockey team. R.H. Bob Peters.
A student by the name Ed Johnson from International Falls went to the president in 1946 and suggested that BSU, or at that time it wasn't called BSU, have a hockey program, establish a hockey program. Now, we had a rink here in town that was built in 1934. Combination curling hockey rink side by side, and it was downtown where those apartments are, senior citizen apartments, built in 1934. And so 46-47, student Ed Johnson went to the president. Ed Johnson, by the way, hails from International Falls, Minnesota. The president said yes, and he gave him some money for sticks, and the first uniforms looked like they were football uniforms of some type. And that was the start. I would also say that the goalie equipment was donated by International Falls Youth Hockey Association. The goalie, his name was Dick Radnicki from Trail, Minnesota, which is, I think, northwest of Bemidji here a little. I had the great pleasure of meeting him probably 20, 25 years ago, and he brought his skates. And it was alarming to me because both skates were for the same foot. And he said, that's the way we play. That's all I had.
Prior to the John Glass Fieldhouse being built, the Beavers played on Lake Bemidji.
Vic had the outdoor program. He did that until 66 when I came, with the exception of 1 year when he went on sabbatical, or just took a year off because he became athletic director. And he just had so much responsibility that doing both became extremely difficult. So he stepped back for a year, and that's when Wayne Peterson came in. Had a great year, only 1 year, but he was great. He was 10-1. but Vic never had a losing season, and the players were pretty well from the area, the range, Minnesota in general, and some from Manitoba. And it was outdoors, and so was St. Cloud time. And so they played some town teams, I think, way back then. And some college teams, a combination of that, I think, in the early years. Although, looking at Vic's record, I would say they phased out of the town team competition into college competition. So, totally under him, you found St. Cloud, Concordia. Northland, Wisconsin had a team, too. And it just went on and on. St. Thomas and Augsburg, etc. It grew, and they had a wonderful career.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.